Letting go is one of those things which is far easier said than done. However, it remains an important necessity in life. Healthy relationships require you to let go and move forwards when needed, as does maintaining a healthy mindset overall. So today's video, we're going to talk about 14 clear and easy steps which will equip you with all the tools that you need to let go of a person, an emotion, or memory that you have been holding on to. Letting go of these things will lead you to greater freedom and clarity in your life and increase your chances of a much more successful romantic life. So stay tuned to hear all of these tips and tricks. Like and subscribe. Let's go. Create distance. Perhaps the first most important step to letting go is to create a meaningful distance between yourself and whatever it is that you've been holding on to. It's almost impossible to let go if you are constantly being exposed to the very thing that you are trying to forget. If it's an ex, delete their number and also remove them from social media. Maybe don't block them, but unfollow them at least. These steps may seem bold and unnecessary, but they will help to create a sense of separation in your mind. Now, if it's a negative memory, consider removing any pictures or any form of memorabilia which will be associated with that event. Creating distance both physically and psychologically is fundamentally important to letting go. Focus on you. To really move on from something, you have to stop focusing on that thing and instead focus on you. Investing your time and energy into yourself and your well-being is absolutely one of the best things that you can do. Rather than wasting your precious energy on the past, you should look to how you can be the best version of yourself in the present moment. Now, this will look different for everyone. You could pick up a new hobby. You could take a vacation, start a new job, read some great books. Just make sure that your number one priority is yourself. Give yourself grace. It is important to give yourself grace during these periods of healing and moving on. You can't expect it to be an overnight event. The process of letting go is often a long and painful one. You know what? It's totally normal and okay to feel great one day and then have those ups and then downs the next day. Remember, healing is not a race, but a journey. So take your time and please be gentle with yourself. Stay in the present. It is super important to stay in the present when your focus is on letting go. It's so easy to get swept into thinking about the past, but this is what will keep you stuck. So, to let go, you truly have to relinquish any ties you have to the past. Don't dwell on past memories or spend hours scrolling through old texts or pictures. This will only delay the healing process and make it a lot more harder for you to let go. You can only control yourself. An important mantra to hold in life is the knowledge that we are only ever in control of ourselves. You cannot and you should not attempt to control the actions, beliefs, or behavior of others. In the same way, it is important to remember that you are not responsible for the way that someone reacts to you. Maybe you had a past relationship which kind of ended on a rather sour note. Whilst this is never a nice thing to experience, your focus should always be on your response to the situation rather than someone else's. Remember, the only person you have any control over is you. Accept what you can't change. Kind of similar to the previous point. It's important to keep in mind that some things you simply cannot change. Therefore, there is no need to stress or worry about them. What you cannot change, you should instead accept and make peace with, well, whatever that scenario may look like. Remember, sadly, we can't go back in time. What is will simply be. Don't worry about what other people think. One of the most freeing mindsets that you can adopt is the ability to no longer care about what anyone else thinks about you. Now, yeah, it's kind of borderline toxic positivity, and it may seem brash and unreasonable for the most part. Other people's opinions do not matter. It's their responsibility, not yours. And when you can accept this as a fact, it is far easier to let go. Be carefree. A great example of being totally carefree can be found in the observation of toddlers and young children. They are just so cute. They're at such peace with themselves and the world around them that they have no room for doubt, no room for worrying or even fear. They simply live in the present moment and follow their heart's desire and natural instincts. So if you want to truly let go, you have to stop worrying. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get out of the rut that you find yourself in. And if you can, embrace your inner child and follow the lead. Acceptance. This is a really tough one, perhaps the hardest from the list. Now, some people will say that to truly let go, you have to forgive that person for whatever they have done. But let me tell you, you do not have to forgive someone if they have been a terrible, awful person. You simply just accept what happened and move on. Now, this is important because the opposite of doing this and holding all of this tension can look like years of bitterness and resentment. Remember, holding on to grudges and past grievances means that there will always be a part of you stuck in the past. Now, whilst this part of you remains in the past, you will never be able to truly heal and let go. So, to fully let go, you must accept. That's right, you don't have to forgive the person, you just accept, what you did was terrible, but you know what? I'm not gonna let it bother me anymore. To embrace those negative emotions and then simply let them go. Following suit, part of the healing process requires you to face your emotions rather than avoiding them. This can be very uncomfortable and will likely feel very unnatural for many, but it is crucial. You should embrace whatever emotions you have associated with this experience. Name them, take note of them, but do not dwell on them. Now, once you have allowed yourself to feel these emotions, that's when letting go happens. They no longer have a place with you because you've dealt with them. And this will likely be a freeing and rather meditative exercise and help you to release any pent-up negativity. Be mindful. Be mindful of the things that you say and also the things that you are thinking. Remember to keep your mind in the present and focused on the things that are in your control. Now, whenever a negative thought creeps into your mind, don't think about letting it go, just try to focus on something else. Replace it with a positive and uplifting one. Because negative thoughts will always enter the brain, you need to learn to control them, accept them, like, oh, this thing's popped into my head again, but you know what? I'm just gonna let it go. I'm just gonna think of something else. Control your mind rather than allowing your mind to control you. Keep positive people in your life. The people that you have in your inner circle can make the world of difference when you are trying to move on. Maintain relationships which feel positive, uplifting, and encouraging, and distance yourself from any which feel the opposite. Sometimes it may mean you have to deal with a heartache completely on your own, but I promise you, it's better than hanging out with bad people. Because positivity breeds positivity. So speak to people who will give you good advice and who won't allow you to dwell on the past. If possible, plan some fun and light-hearted activities with positive friends or even positive strangers and family members to help keep your mind off any negativity and redirect your focus. It can also be great to have some positive people in your life who you remain accountable to. This way, whenever you find yourself slipping back into negative thinking patterns, you can turn to them for a much-needed reality check. Talk about it. Perhaps an obvious but very important point. Make sure you talk about the situation at hand and your feelings around it. Don't keep it all pent up inside. Talking through things is very freeing and therapeutic in itself. It can help you to more clearly understand and label your thoughts and the feelings and process all of those emotions which come into them. It can also be super helpful to hear a third-party perspective on the situation, as sometimes we are so stuck in our own narrative, we fail to see a person or event for what it really is. Remember, the sky is the limit. Ultimately, it's down to you to remember that the sky is the limit. You can do absolutely anything you put your mind to, including letting go of past relationships and toxic situations. Often, this is common. We cling to things out of fear, but you really don't have to. Let go, get out of that comfort zone, and things get much better. Being able to let go of the past is an incredibly healthy character trait and will make you far more desirable to future romantic partners. That's a wrap for today. Remember, letting go means freedom, and this is a wonderful thing. Not only will you feel more confident, happy, and attractive, you will also be more desirable and attractive to others. So let go and be free. Thanks for watching. See you soon.